When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Thrilled to be joined by Olga Camargo, who has started a really cool app, and she's been in the financial world for a long time, speaking about getting institutions to provide culturally relevant financial services. Olga, it's an honor to have you on the show tonight. Thanks for joining us.
John, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show today and share a little bit about Chenix.
And this has been kind of one of the missions that you've had in this industry, right? The idea of making sure, whether it's banks, whether it's businesses, that they are providing the adequate services and needs and trying to fill the gaps that exist in a culturally diverse city and country.
Yes, that is correct. I think there's a lot here still, too, that we have to do as a nation to be able to secure and help make sure that all women of color are being able to build their wealth. And this is something that has been very dear and near my heart, because I grew up in a family business, seeing my mom head up the business, but still struggle with making a lot of financial decisions. And unfortunately, the financial education was not readily available.
Now, it's been a little bit since Latina Equal Pay Day, which was on October 5th. Can you remind everyone what that day means, like why that day is on that day on the calendar?
Sure. So it's really, Latina Equal Pay Day, it's really a symbolic day when Hispanic or Latina women's earnings catch up to the non-Hispanic white men's earnings from the previous year. So it takes basically Latinas a whole year of full-time work in order to be paid what the average non-Hispanic white man basically was able to take home back in 2022. So Latinas are basically getting paid 52% of what non-Hispanic white men are paid.
And this is for similar jobs, right? Where we're talking about if you were to compare equal career paths.
Right, right. So this is, we're talking about comparable positions, and that is unfortunately what the situation is. And that's why financial education needs to be something that we push out more and more to Latinas. And I know that financial education, when you talk about it, it assumes that, you know, they just need to have a better budget, that they need to have better savings, that they need to know, obviously, how to spend their money. But the reality is it's more comprehensive than that. And that's what Chenix is trying to make sure Latinas understand, that it's not just about knowing what to do with the money, but it's if you are looking for a position, if you find that position that you are qualified for, that you also get the equal pay and know how to negotiate your salary. I know that in many instances, women are just very happy sometimes to just to get an offer. What they don't understand is that sometimes they also, in many instances, I would say, you still have to make sure that you don't just take the first offer, that you think about it, do your homework, look at some, salary comparables, and then be able to go back and say, yes, I'll take the offer, or hey, by the way, notice this, if we're talking about the same position, then I think I feel more comfortable being at this range, which is a higher range.
Right.
And that's really homework that we're trying to make sure that let Latina women, who are the individuals with the highest, the group with the highest, the widest wealth gap, is suffering right now. So trying to get them on board to better understand the situation.
I think that a lot of people, when they hear these statistics, they go, oh, well, are they trying to redistribute the wealth? And that's not what these missions are. They are to try and empower the people that make less to be aware of that and empower them to close that gap, partly on their own and partly for all of us to understand what's happening here in reality. This isn't about trying to lower anyone's pay. This is just trying to raise people's pay.
That is correct. And also, like many of us, when we've done our job hunting in the past and we receive an offer, we already know we don't take the first offer, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that. But there's a group the majority of Latinas that will take that first offer. And this is also part of helping them understand that this is the standard. This is the way you're supposed to counter that first offer, right? Or this is the way that you're supposed to go out and research what they're offering you to see if it's in line with what others are being paid. And so that does put ownership, right? Understanding that, you know, Latinas have to take ownership of that situation. And so it's about, yes, getting them to be more in alignment with what individuals that know how to do this, you know, that they're also doing the same thing.
For sure.
So it starts there, and then we can start talking about the other financial decisions that they need to make, because now they're at the same starting line.
Exactly. And that's not to negate structural and institutional issues that exist in business, too. It's just this is one way you're tackling it. Olga, we're just scratching the surface. I'll have to have you on again. We're out of time, unfortunately. It's called Shenix, S-H-E-N-I-X, to download that app. And it has a great guide. And it's really cool stuff. I appreciate you joining us, Olga, okay?
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
Hopefully talk again soon.